Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone here. Thank you for your word that's bringing in some clarity. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your compassion towards us. We are grateful. And I pray that every prayer of the heart is answered in Jesus' name. Every prayer of the heart is answered in Jesus' name. Every prayer of the heart is answered in Jesus' name. We thank you and we believe it. Amen. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Hoping we're praying. I encourage us to pray whenever we join in here. And as I've said, everyone in this place should be able to get a speaker so that you can connect in and pray along. Okay, so let's make sure that we are doing that. And also, when you call in, actually pray. When you call in, I want you to actually pray. So that we can have God do with us what He wants to do with us. It's not that maybe you just call in and then you're on the prayer show. But you're actually not praying. So when you call in, you switch into that mode of prayer. Right? You switch into that mode of prayer. I strongly believe that when we pray, there other prayers that are said by God's Spirit as we pray in tongues. There are other things that need to be said that are said when we pray in tongues. So, to your natural mind, there is only maybe we're praying for this, but the real actuality is that there are things that need to be said and there are prayers that need to be prayed that are prayed in these prayer sessions. Yes. So when we pray them, we pray out what God is doing on the earth. And we also pray out what He wants to do in our lives per time. So let's not get weary of prayer and praying. All right. Okay. We started having conversations on the leadership of a child. And this conversation that we have, I think, you know, my focus is to make sure that there is some growth in our lives, right? And is that this growth affects every other sector of our lives. So it made us understand that there is something that is characterized of the leadership of a child. We spoke about how that in the leadership of a child, there is not understanding anything that is a little complex. We spoke about how that the leadership of a child is also characterized by disorganization, a lack of understanding of serious issues and imminent. How that the leadership of a child is characterized by having fun and celebrating. If there's nothing like that, they feel like it's very boring. So that's what we see in the leadership of a child. And I said that everyone is called to leadership. I believe that. Or let me even say more specifically, the child of God is called to leadership. Matthew 28 tells us how that we should go ye therefore into all nations of the world and preach the gospel. Then he says, teaching all things. I mean, teaching them all things. So it means that we have been called to go out there and to preach the word of God. And this we do in the raising of disciples. Teaching them. So there's a call of leadership to everyone. And I made us also see how that once there's that call of leadership to everyone, there's a call of leadership to yourself, because you are the first beneficiary of leadership. So when you see that a man's life is not going well, it's because he's a bad leader. A bad leader of himself. A bad leader. A bad leader. Can't take. There's confusion all around. Marked with anarchy. Confusion all around. If it's not fun and celebrating, it's not nice. We also saw how that the leadership of a child is characterized by the inability to find practical and realistic solutions to problems. Can't solve issues. Every issue that is left to you to solve will become a greater issue. And it's so important. A lack of concentration. So we looked at all of these things. And we're going to continue into paying attention to the leadership of a child is characterized by fighting over positions. The Corinth church, or the church in Corinth, had mirrored this childlike attitude for a while. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1 to 2, NLT. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to mature Christians. I had to talk to you. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world, or as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food, because you couldn't handle anything stronger. You still aren't ready. The church in Corinth was quite infant. You see that Paul uses some very strong words for them. Canal. He calls them. Then he calls them infants again. We saw how that there was anarchy or confusion or disorder in the use of the spiritual gifts. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 12, the reason why Paul writes addressing these gifts is because there was disorder in the use of the gifts. So somebody gets up, they are speaking in tongues. And there's anarchy because they were infants. Take what I'm teaching you seriously. It will help you. So you see that a child is almost like they're just happy about so many so many interesting things. They're able to bath first. They crown themselves winner of bathing competition. What? Kind of, it's very funny. When I was a child, you know, my mom would just be like, hey, the person who baths first is the person who is the, everybody's, hey, mommy, I'm going to bath, mommy. Ah, when I think about it, I'm like, ah. So some of you are going to be mothers very soon, giving you strategies. Hey, the person who baths first is the best bather in the whole. You see that people are struggling. Now you don't fight with them. But you see, the mother is always not in that mood. To always between the person who baths, sometimes she's off mood, so she just say, hey, come on, get up and go and bath. But the day she's like, she's in a good mood. Person who baths first is the person, hey, mommy, I'm going to bath, mommy, I'm going to bath, mommy, I'm mommy, mommy, I'm bath. Then do you see that they'll be running, something, is the best bather. The apples first, it's the apples. So you see that there's a fight for positioning, there's a fight for place, there's a fight for relevancy. But that's the leadership of a child. When you put a child as a leader, you see that he'll be fighting for positions or you'll be fighting for something. So you ought to realize how important God wants us to be the best kind of people. The next characteristic of a child is as a leader. Leadership of a child is characterized by the need for incentives. You need to buy toffee, buy this, buy that, do this. To just stimulate them to do what they are actually supposed to do. You need to beg them. Please, would you do this? Please, can you do this? Please, let's do that. If you do it, I'll give you this. Oh, if you do it, I'll buy this for you. Why don't you just do it? Why don't you just do it? Without us having to force you into, push you into, beg you into. Your own life, we have to tell you to serve God. We have to buy you toffee. Small incentives to just ginger you. Your own life, we have to tell you to take your school seriously. Your own school. How do they take school seriously? Next, leadership characteristics. The leadership of a child is characterized by not reading much, not studying much, and not buying books. It's a sign of the leadership of a child. This is why I hit hard. Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for those who are mature, who have trained themselves to recognize the difference between right and wrong, and then do what is right. Little children do not read because they cannot read. So when you see somebody who is leading people and has the traits of a child, they never read anything. So look at your life. You probably are leading your life like a child if you don't read. Because if you don't read, how are you going to have the right information concerning the things you have to do? You must start to, eh? You must start to. Some of you, apart from any Bible or something, your book, you don't read anything. Or even you don't even read your Bible. It's maturity to be able to understand what I'm communicating with you. Great leaders are great readers. Yes, great leaders are great readers. So if you want to, you know, not lead like a child, you have to begin to make up your mind. Make up your mind that I'm going to read something. Is very important. The leadership of a child. I'm just hoping that things I teach you, you're able to incorporate them. You incorporate them into your life and you live by them. You live by them. You live by them. You do them. You do them. You do them. You know, you can train your mind to do the things that you naturally would not do. And it takes quite some discipline to do the things that you do not want to do, but you know that you have to do them. You have to rise up and forge forward, move forward, move forward. It's time to move forward. It's time to forge forward. It's time to forge forward. For how long are you going to be there and crying and, you know, wondering what is going to happen to me? What is happening? No, there's a time to make up your mind to just move. And when you find a good leader, you have this happening. I'm pretty sure you are not going to love to pray twice a day, ordinarily. Not. But gradually, I'm teaching you why you should do that. It's true. That's an influence. I'm influencing you to pray. And don't sleep. And wake whoever is sleeping up. So that you can become a great blessing. So it's so important. What I'm teaching you is so important. One of the points I felt that blessed you during my explanation on the leadership of a child is how the leadership of a child is not setting. Right? Move to and fro. They believe this today, tomorrow. They believe that tomorrow. They don't believe. They love this. They don't love this tomorrow. They're looking around, confused about what somebody else is doing. I'm telling that, do what you are supposed to do. Don't look around. Don't be distracted by what somebody else is doing. It shows that you are a child. Somebody is saying something, you are all over the place. No. No. Some of you, if my bestie leaves me, I don't know what I'll do to myself. I think I'll just... That's a child. You don't know that besties don't stay. Few of them stay for a long time. Few. So you better advise yourself. And few besties in quotes stay. So the moment you get to realize that, oh, my, she's a very good friend, yes, but she's not going to stay forever. So you are coming out of the leadership of a child. See, when you have the leadership of a child, it's also characterized by being careful and mindful of what other people think about you and say about you, especially when they are criticisms. It's the leadership of a child. Yeah, it's a very sure sign of maturity in leadership. It's not being worried by what somebody else is accusing you of and saying about you. Some of your workplaces, you are so sad and worried that somebody else is, just do your work, love everybody that's there, be full of the Spirit all the time. You know, just walk in love all the time and do your work. That's what you're supposed to do. And not crave people's love. Many of the times it's a problem when you find yourself craving people's love. It's the sign of a leadership of a child. I mean, there are some drastic decisions that have to be taken. If it's not taken, I'm telling you, you can't move forward. You are just a child. So you stand in God's word and you do what has to be done in the light of God's word. And anybody who does not like it that way, let them ask God. And don't be too perturbed what somebody else says about what you have to do or why you're doing what you should do. No, you're just doing God's word. That's period. That's it. You're just doing God's word. So don't be moved so much. I established this in my mind. Pascal, you will be so very unintelligent to think everybody is going to like you. That's not possible. It's not possible. Everybody, even God, everybody doesn't like him. Even God, people mock him. They mock his word. They mock he himself as God. They laugh at him to scorn. Let's just make him a scornful being. Someone that, you know, they just laugh at you. It will not be different with you. So the earlier you face your front and do your work and step forward, the better for you. The leadership of a child. We're looking at our last character. But I want you to grow. I want you to grow. And I believe you're ever growing in Jesus' name. Some of you, just because your friend said something about church, it's already making you think about ministry and think about church in a certain light. Who cares what you say? That's an adult. He does only what he knows is supposed to be done. Who cares about what you say? The leadership of a child. It's seen in conviction without arguments. Yes. Firm. Be firm. Hey, let me tell you something. The earlier you realize that God is the only true person that you should really, really take seriously, the better for you. The better. The better. God is going to help you in Jesus' name. So from today, that mind of having that mind of being a childlike leader, you are better and you are maturing in Jesus' name. Now there's a positivity in some areas of being childlike. But again, pay attention to the emphasis we have for the session. The leadership of a child is characterized by being hurt, crying, murmuring, complaining over petty and useless issues. He has done this to me. Another person says, oh, she has done this to me. Another person says, ah, he has said this about me. Another person says, hey, he didn't give me his food to eat. He didn't give me his water to drink. And he's a very, no, that's how it shows. Learn to get over things and get over them really quickly, huh? Yes, get over things and get over them really quickly. It's a sign of stability. You have to get over it and get over it really quickly. It's a sign that you're stable. It's a sign that you're stable. It's a sign that you're stable. Get to it quickly. Unbelievable. But it's a child that you can see smiling, then the next microsecond they are crying. Then in the crying, they stop the crying, they smile more, and then they continue crying again. So which one are you? Are you crying or you are smiling? Unstability. So in Jesus' name, Father, I pray for everyone who is listening to me. There's maturity in our hearts. There's maturity in our hearts. In our discipleships, there is wisdom as to handle the work that we have on our hands. There's wisdom. There's wisdom in every facet of our lives. Let me tell you something. Come see this. Maybe not. But you see, every decision that you take will be, you know, woven around, or many decisions that you make will be woven around quite some uncertainty. Yes. A few decisions would you have to make that you'll be 100% sure. I'm telling you, take my word by it. Very few decisions. Yes. Many of them, you will take them, you'll be certain to a point. But there also shows up a level of uncertainty. So don't be afraid when you are certain about something to a point and yet uncertain to another point. Don't be afraid. It's all part of life and decisions that need to be taken. It's not every time you have 100% surety about what you have to do. Yes. Many of the decisions that you make that will be life-changing and life-transforming, there will be decisions with something that is yet not really understood or something that's yet not really known. So you need to be able to take the step. So take the step. I'm charging you shortly. There's something to be done. You need to get to it and do it. You need to get to it and do it. You need to get to it and do it. There'll be a certainty. No. You need to do it. You need to do it. In fact, the God is a faith story. Believing in Jesus is a faith story. When have you seen Jesus before? But you believe that he exists. Yes. The ministry, how are you sure? Sure to a point. Then there's another point where you're saying, even if it's 99, but there's going to be like a 1% of other things that come into question. But you have to make sure that I'm not going to be a child. When I make a decision, I'm going to step forward and I'm going to do it. And when whatever happens, if it works well, I'll take responsibility. If it doesn't, I'll take responsibility. In some of the cases, there's going to be responsibility, but I'm ready to take the responsibility. So the leadership of a child, you need to grow out of it. And you are growing out of it in Jesus' name. I want to have you confident, full of faith, full of life, forging forward, doing the things that you have to do, getting ahead, excelling, prospering, firm, stable, concentrating on what you have to do, not lacking foresight. not lacking foresight. You can see farther ahead into what they ought to be done. And you're confident about it. You step into places and you start things. There's a surety. There's a confidence. There's a faith. There's a belief. Yes. Not marked by wanting things, incentives. Not marked by wanting sweets. No. There's a certainty. Some of you are not even bold to stand for what is right. Everything you shy away, everything you can't talk, everything I can't, I'm really, even my roommate, she's been like this. Why don't you sit her down and you say, sister, can we talk? This and this and this and this was happening. I've realized this was going on. I think if we did it like this, it's going to help us. Rather than saying, Pastor, I can't really say anything. If I say anything, I don't know. No. So God is helping you. You're going to be bold, full of life. You're not the shying away. The children always say, hey, mommy, it's been a while. Hey, then they run, they try to hide. No, you're bold. You are able to have conversations. You're able to talk one with another. You share opinions, share views. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word that comes, that guides, that instructs, that equips us to be better people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So for tomorrow, let me see if I have a lead on that, but we could also look at the leadership of the natural woman. Because the woman also has leadership. Woman is dangerous. I'm not talking about a spirit-filled woman, I'm talking about a natural woman. And we can associate those to leaderships. So we're going to continue on that. And whatever I teach you, take it serious. Just go back and go and apply. If you were something, when I talk about it, how the word of God I teach you can bless you is that you suddenly make a change. It's like you suddenly switch. You suddenly switch and you take the word and you forge forward. You will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.